From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our VIPs are the alt folk duo, the Milk Carton Kids, and you'll love their music even if you're lactose intolerant. We are so happy to have them. Our VIPs are Kenneth Pattingale and Joey Ryan, otherwise known as the Milk Carton Kids. Our first game is called The Sorrow and the Pity. And here to play it are Jonathan Aronoff and Pearson Brown. Pearson, you were an entertainment host on a cruise ship.
That is correct.
Okay. Is that like leading the Congo line or?
Oh, lots of Congo lines. Even more bingo.
Do you do any impressions of famous people?
Oh, gosh. When it was in its prime, the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a lot of people told me I looked like Charlie Day, who plays Charlie Kelly.
Okay.
So I just kind of adopted this like natural reaction to be like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. My favorite food is milk steak. Yeah. You know, just go on with things like that. Not, you know, I realize now on a microphone it's much more visual.
No, I like it.
That happens to us all the time, Pearson.
That's true.
Believe it.
Jonathan, how about you? Any impressions of famous people?
I guess I can do like a really bad Morgan Freeman.
Yes, please.
I'll never forget the day I met Andy Dufresne.
Ooh.
And his flock of penguins.
In the critically acclaimed Rocky III, Mr. T uttered the immortal line, "I pity the fool," and a catchphrase was born. So in this game, we're going to have you channel your inner T, and no better person to show you how to do that than our house musician, Jonathan Colton.
We will ask you a question with clues to a word or phrase that rhymes with fool, and you will have to answer as Mr. T. So if we say, do you feel bad for the cylindrical piece of wood around which thread or yarn is wound? You'd respond, I pity the spool.
Okay, here we go. Do you weep for an arrangement whereby passengers travel together in one vehicle, sharing costs and taking turns driving? Pearson.
I pity the carpool.
That's right.
I admire your commitment, Pearson. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you feel sorry for the food made by boiling oatmeal in water that Oliver Twist famously asked for more of? Pearson.
I pity the porridge jewel. That is not it.
Jonathan, can you steal?
Yeah, I pity the gruel.
That is the most very somber, well-adjusted Mr. T. Do you commiserate with the concept that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Pearson.
I pity the golden rule.
Yes, nice. And just so you know, an actual quote from Mr. T is, I believe in the golden rule. The man with the gold rules. That is some vintage
Very
Mr. T right
simple philosophy.
There, yeah. Do you feel deeply for the gatekeeper of Gozer in Ghostbusters who was looking for the Keymaster? Jonathan.
I pity the Zool.
Yeah. All right, this is your last question. Do you feel sorry for the 90s singer-songwriter from Alaska who sang, Who Will Save Your Soul? Jonathan.
I pity the Jewel.
Of course you do. All right, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. John, how did our contestants do?
I pity the fool who has to face Jonathan in our Ask Me One More final round. Way to go, Jonathan.